Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's so much to talk about regarding the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. One thing is for sure, his nomination and fulfilling the seat of Justice Anthony Kennedy is a game changer because it will change the future direction of the United States Supreme Court. But there's going to be a lot of opposition, and we want you to be involved both in prayer and in action. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Peggy Kneeneighbor, who is the vice president of Faith in Action, a ministry to the nation's capital, strategically located across from the U.S. Supreme Court. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Peggy.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be on.
You know, and I'm just so encouraged, Matt and Peggy, to hear the difference that prayer is making on the Hill. This is something you don't hear in the media. This is something you don't hear on Facebook. But to hear what God is doing through prayer, through people like you and I, is amazing.
It is. And Faith in Action is a unique ministry to the nation's capital, really missionaries or mission to the nation's capital, all three branches of government, all of them, whether you're elected or appointed or staffers, everyone is the mission field of Faith in Action. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about how people can get involved in the nomination process, because Faith in Action is really doing something unique with regards to the nomination process. But give us a little bit of story about what Faith in Action has done, just so people understand some of the uniqueness of the ministry.
Sure. Well, you know, the Bible tells us to pray continuously. And so we do that. We are the Congressional Emergency Prayer Team on Capitol Hill, and we've been asked to pray whenever there is an emergency. And we don't take that away from the chaplains or any other folks that are on Capitol Hill. We are there if there's ever an emergency, and those do happen on Capitol Hill. You probably realize or remember the story of the Navy Yard. When there was a yes. shooting at the Navy Yard, and a gentleman went in, and he, I believe it was about 7 or 8 people that he actually killed when he went through there. Well, our ministry team picked up, and that was a good hefty 7 blocks. I wish I had almost jumped in a cab, but we ran the whole way.
Wow.
We looked
around, and
there was nobody
else. And those are 7 Washington, D.C. blocks. Those are big blocks.
Too.
Blocks.
Wow.
Absolutely. The thing is we looked around, and there was no one else there. And we thought, oh, well, we know that there's a chaplain coming. Well, we know there's a pastor. Or something. There was no one there. We went out and we stayed for 8 hours as close as we could. We kneeled right on the sidewalk. We had prayer. We prayed with media. We prayed with people standing on the street waiting. And we waited there until they released everyone coming out of the building. Now, when someone comes out of the building after you've just had a shooter, an active shooter go through, their mind is racing and they need something, and spiritual help is what they need at that time. We prayed with people coming out. We were there so late into the night, we didn't even realize what the time was. But we just realized there's nobody else on the Hill to do those kind of things. It wasn't a matter of a couple of weeks later when we went into a meeting on Capitol Hill to share this story and said, we've got to have more people that get together, that come and pray with us. Well, we're at that meeting. My phone kept blowing up with texts and phone calls. And I'm thinking, I'm in a meeting. Why is somebody keep calling me on my cell phone? And I looked down and it was Patty Bills. And she was in our office. She was monitoring the phones and doing some things with some donors. And she just kept calling. So I stepped out to take the phone call to have her frantically crying and screaming, saying, I'm in a closet. There's a shooter outside the building.
Oh.
Well, at that time, our ministry team, we jumped up from the meeting, we excused ourselves, and we heard the announcement that there was a shooting right in front of our ministry center on 2nd Street. Again, we took off running, probably getting my exercise at this point. But at that point was the first time
that my body. I see now why you go to the gym every day. You have to.
That's exactly why.
She wears tennis shoes to work.
I do wear tennis. I stopped for a moment. And the first thing that comes to your mind is your husband, your grandkids, your children. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be going. This isn't what I should be doing. You know, what if I get around the corner and the shooter's there? Your mind starts doing that. And then you all of a sudden have God that comes over you that says, it's going to be okay. You're doing this for me. And that made me put the next foot in front of me. I took off, and they did not allow us on the main street, so we went to the back street. They didn't allow us on the back street either, but luckily when you're on Capitol Hill, you know the little different alleys that you can get through. And I saw one of the policemen who I knew, and I said, we've got to get to the ministry center. At that point, we couldn't get in communication with Patty, so we didn't know what was happening. But we took off running. We got to the back alleys, back through the door. We had to prove who we were. We got in the backside of the ministry center, and Patty was not there. Our hearts dropped. What they had done is ask her to go over to our other building at that point that we used to have, and they asked them to go and hide in closets until they found the shooter. It ended up being a woman that was in distress, and there was a situation, and that's how the shooting occurred, and somebody was deceased. But the moment we got there, the first thing we did was pray with Patty, pray with the other three staff that were there, and then we went out and we did the same thing. We prayed. When this type of situation happens, somebody has actually taken the life of someone else, so they're in distraught. So they did ask our team and our pastor at that time to pray with the police officers that were there. And again, we were there several hours ministering to those who needed help, opening our ministry door to those to come inside to get away from the media chaos and everything else. But it does take a toll on you. And we're lucky that our staff was okay. But it also shows what our ministry team does here on Capitol Hill.
It's a powerful ministry, Faith in Action. It's on the nation's capital to the nation's capital. And our guest is Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of Faith in Action. Liberty Council and Faith in Action are working very closely together on so many different things, including this nomination. And we're going to be giving you some additional information that's really exciting about the Ministry of Faith in Action on other Faith and Freedom programs. But Faith in Action, Liberty Council, we're working on the nomination process. And certainly Judge Brett Kavanaugh could be a game changer. The process is underway. Tell us about what Faith in Action is doing, how people can get involved in praying for the nominee's family, the senators, and everyone else involved.
Absolutely. By looking on Liberty Council's website or faithandaction.org or calling our office at 202-546-8329, you can become involved. We will be having a prayer service that will be in a building right between the Supreme Court and the Senate buildings, right where there will be questioning by senators in the Senate building. That could be an almost 8-week process. And then there's usually a couple of weeks process of the confirmation hearings. We will be praying for him, his family, his two young daughters. We will be praying for the senators as they go through this, their staff. There's so many people involved in these very long days, and we would love to have you join us in any of those type of prayer events.
So the building and the chapel is right between the U.S. Supreme Court on one side and the Senate building where the confirmation hearings are going to be on the other side. There's also all the different sidewalks around the different three Senate buildings, because the nominee will have to meet with all of the senators, 100 senators, and that's going to be a long process. And you have permits for those different sidewalks so people can come there and pray and show support for this nomination and the nominee, but also just in other ways get involved. You can also go to lc.org. On the slider on the front page, we have information about the nomination process and Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We're going to continue to put information there about his judicial philosophy. The more I read about his judicial philosophy, the more I am excited about it. He said it very precisely during the press conference of the nomination announcement that his judicial philosophy is, quote, straightforward, that a judge should interpret the law, not make it, a position that is one in which the judges should have. Judges should interpret the law, not make the law. The process is going to be incredibly grueling for the nominee, for the senators. Faith in Action is very involved in surrounding everyone and the Capitol and the process in prayer, and we want you to be involved. Prayer does make a difference, as Peggy has already indicated, and there's so many other stories we could share with you about how prayer has made a difference through the ministry of Faith in Action. We're very excited about living at this historic moment. I mean, this is a historic moment. It's something we've prayed for, and now it is here, but it's not finished, and you need to be involved. We're getting close to this confirmation vote. And you can't take anything for granted. Go to lc.org. You'll have links to Faith in Action from there as well. Stay involved. We don't want you to just watch from the distance. We want you to be involved in the process with prayer and with action. For more information, go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.